Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. You know, today I feel led to do something a little bit differently simply because I see a huge opportunity to help you triumph over what may appear to be heartbreakingly unsolvable challenges, but I assure you that they are not. They're simply opportunities for you, for me, for us to draw nearer to God and closer to Christ. Amen, amen. Okay, so how's that miracle going to happen? Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I don't. But it's going to be awesome because you're not just going to be part of it, but a partner in it. With today's lesson entitled BYOP, which stands for Build Your Own Prayer. Intrigued? I hope so. So follow me. Or rather, let's follow him. Alrighty, let's go. Speaking of prayer. Almost exalted clicker peep of the day. Change that slide. And you will see on it. I haven't decided I'm going to put it in the slide or not. But it's the Lord's Prayer. You've heard of the Lord's Prayer, right? I sure hope so if you've been here any amount of time that you not only have heard it, but you know it and you can say it just in the unlikely event that is the first time you've ever heard about it. Look it up. It's in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, New Testament, chapter 6, verses 10 through 14. Now, I like the NASB, but I'll tell you what, I learned this prayer as a child. Most of us did in church, so I'm just going to say it the way I know it. Alrighty. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And forgive us this day our daily. And see, I've already messed it up. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Alrighty, pretty humbling there. I'm going to leave that in. Because even the Lord's Prayer, we trip up sometimes. All the more reason, Lord, for us to get our own prayer. Yeah. I say we all know the Lord's Prayer. Well, do we? Here's the deal. It was never meant to be a mindless repetition. It was meant to be a template, or rather a model, to help you build more effective prayer for yourself. And what is prayer? Have we talked about it before? Yeah, a lot. It's you talking to God. You're talking to God. But you know, sometimes I think people hear, they hear what they want to hear. Right? If you repeat it enough, they begin to believe it's actually true. It's So we just been through, we've been through an election. I don't think I have to elaborate on that. That if you say it many enough times, then it suddenly becomes true. Not so much. Like, forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debts, Lord. We forgive our debtors. What that means, some peeps, you would think, reading the news, that means, praise God, he just paid off my massive student loan debt on a worthless degree in underwater basket weaving from an Ivy League school. But seriously, that is not what it means. That is definitely not what it means. So rather than we pick apart the prayer and end up with another prayer that's just as meaningless, let's just stop and consider, what do you really want to say to him? Like, thank you? Yes. Yes, always. Thank you. Always thank you. Right? Attitude of gratitude, right, Chris? See, I was listening. That's what we always need to approach the Lord with. But what else? Well, I call it the ask. Philippians 4:6 calls it fancy theological words, supplication, right? But it's basically asking. And come on now, do any of us really need to be schooled on how to ask for stuff? Nay, because we're all really, really good at that already, amen? The asking. But here's the deal. I believe that the Lord, our awesome Heavenly Father, is patiently, very, very patiently waiting for us to ask for the higher things. Right? Not stuff. Okay, well, what are you talking about? Like what? Well, that's going to be different for every single one of us, which is exactly why I say we need to customize our prayer, and hopefully our prayer will evolve over time. But we need one right now. Now's the time. So begin building that. Allow me, you know, to show you what I'm talking about. And again, I'm going to share with you a prayer that I use. But it's not a template. It's not a magic formula. It's just a pattern, a model for you to build your prayer. Build your own prayer. So, arise ye of unbridled passion for Christ. Once again, it is your time to click. And now I'm going to share with you that prayer. And I'm not going to put it on the screen because, well, you already know the other prayer, the Lord's Prayer. You don't need another prayer to copy or... No. Remember the goal. So you're building your own prayer. So here we go. My prayer goes something like this. Almost gracious Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for another day. Yea, verily, all good and perfect gifts come down from the Father of lights. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, I acknowledge up front, beginning of the day, I can't do anything without you. I can do nothing apart from you. It says that in John's prayer, in the 15th chapter, I believe it's the 5th verse, apart from you, I can do nothing, but fear not. If I abide in you, if I spend time with you, talking to you the way I'm talking to you now, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's in the Bible, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13. So, Lord, what do I need? What do I need? Here's what I need. Oh, Lord, please, if you would so graciously grant me the courage. That is one you always say yes to. You will never deny my request for courage. Lord, and I pray for wisdom. That's one you gave to King Solomon. He had everything. You asked him to tell you what he needed. He didn't ask for stuff. He asked for wisdom. And he got all the stuff too. He did. Look it up. What else? We need health. We need strength. We need stamina. We need grit. Not to give up, but to rise up. To rise up. Why? To redeem this precious time that you have so graciously allotted us. Why? For your glory, not for our glory. So we thank you in advance for doing that, giving us this time, allowing us to redeem it most wisely for your greatest, greatest glory. And Lord, we praise you and thank you for your precious Son and our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, that's my prayer. That's great. Lord's Prayer is great. My prayer is great. What about your prayer? I don't know. It's your prayer. And you're going to write it. Oh, most wise and wonderful, wonderful clicker boss. Please, if you would click away. And we're going to close with this. Your prayer. Insert your prayer here. What's your prayer? I don't know. I don't know what your prayer is going to be. It's only going to come as a result of you abiding with him. And he will put the words in your mouth, in your heart, in your mind. Yes, exceeding abundantly. I know that. I have no doubt of that. So, Lord, I'm going to end with a prayer. I'm going to end with another prayer. Here is my prayer for everyone as they build their prayers. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We thank you for this awesome opportunity that you've given us to speak with you face to face, spiritually speaking, asking what we want. And over time, Lord, I pray that what we want becomes less and less like what we want, and more and more like what your Son and our Savior Jesus Christ looks like. I think that's the goal. Yeah. So that's my prayer for everyone here. And everyone who says, pray for me, or they say, I'm praying for you, that's great. That's great, but it doesn't replace the relationship we can only build directly with you, talking to you. Talking to you, Lord, the creator of the universe. Oh, that's humbling and amazing. But he wants nothing more for us than to come to him as we would as a child, saying, Abba, Father, and get up in his lap, put our arms around him, and ask him for what we need, knowing in advance he's given it to us. He's given it to us in advance, not for us, though he would, but for others, for the others around us, everywhere. And we just praise you and thank you. We're just overwhelmed with this awesome opportunity to become more like your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And in his precious name, we praise you and thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen.